So I got to tell you about, there's a Bob the Hardware Store guy. It's one of my new favorite characters in my new neighborhood.
Okay.
In Kittery. So we have this local hardware store. And, you know, even though it is a little bit touristy, like for the most part, like they tend to stay at the outlets.
Yeah.
And then the rest is very like neighborhoody, you know, and a lot of locals and stuff. And we really just love our new neighborhood. And one of the things is the hardware store, and they're awesome. And Bob, the hardware store guy, is gay and is very excited to have other gays in the neighborhood. So me and Tim and I are his new favorites, right?
Oh, my God. I love him already.
We walk in every time we walk into the hardware store. We have a new house, so there's like little things we need, you know, whether it's for hanging pictures or for something for the lawn, or we bought the lawnmower there. I mean, we've spent a lot of money over there, but it's great, you know, supporting a local hardware store.
Sure.
So we go over there, and Bob lights up when the new young gays roll in, right? So I mean, he calls to us every time. The other day, he was on a ladder in, like, the bird feeder section.
Aww.
And all of a sudden, we walk in, and we hear, "Up there's Blake and Tim."
Right? Oh, I love him.
Well, hi, boys. And then so he asks, he sold his lawnmower. He goes, "So who did the mowing?" You know? And I was like, "Well, who do you think, Bob?" And he goes, "Well, I'm sure Tim made your cocktail at least."
Oh, Bob.
So, but he's so funny, and he doesn't care. Like he's one of those guys who like he'll like drop in a little flirtatious comment or like a, you know, just a joke. So and sometimes it's like he's really just doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to choose a broom to like sweep the garage out and stuff. And we're like, this one, let's see, or this one. Should we do the blue one or the black one? Well, the blue one's a little bit bigger. And Bob's like, "Well, you know, size matters."
Oh. Right. Bob!
He's so funny.
I can't wait to meet Bob.
So the other thing I needed to go, we lost a screw for one of the mirrors,
oh,
right?
God.
So we got to go in and find the right screw.
Yeah.
So I'm like, "Here's the screw. We got to find a replacement for the screw," right?
Mm.
And he's like, I swear to God, his first thing, this is after he waved to us from the ladder, "Hi, boys," right? So we go in and I go to the screw section and I'm like, "Okay, how do I figure out what kind of," so I have one of the screws and I need to match it. And I'm like, and then Bob comes over, "What are you doing? You need some help," right? I'm trying to find this screw. And he goes, "Oh, what happened?" And I said, I lost it. And he goes, "Well, did you get down on all fours looking for it?" I was like, "Whoa, Bob, jeez."
Whoa.
Bob.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I can tell I'm going to have stories about Bob.
Oh, my God. Wait till Bob hears you're in a thruple and he meets me. Oh, it's going to be a blast. We'll go for cocktails and
again,
dinner.
You make it weird every time.
I just think he needs to know the facts.
Okay, Bob is less awkward than you.
Then we're going to get along just fine.
Yeah, Bob is. I'm going to walk in with Kelly and Tim, and Bob's going to be like, "What's going on there?"